It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode 412. Correct. And with me, as always, is the one, the best coffee maker in town. The man who will put a sausage in anybody's spaghetti and make it taste delicious. The one. The only. The friend who will tell you when you're shouting because you're listening to music inappropriately on headphones. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Well, thank you. I hope you enjoyed your spaghetti and coffee tonight.
Oh, Justin. My gosh. Everything is delicious at Casa de Miller, as always. I'm a big fan of our new SFP Studios.
Yeah, this is night three we've recorded here, and I've made a few things for you now.
Yeah,
this is good.
It's very good.
We had spaghetti tonight. What did we have last time?
We had a burrito situation that was delicious as well.
Those were good burritos.
Before that, we had mafia cake.
Oh, yeah. I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
It's really just redoing all the same meals that you prepare for us. When I come over. Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Pizza, tacos is a staple. It's usually tacos. And then you've done spaghetti.
An unusual? No.
Without knowing how this sentence ends, I can't tell you how it should begin.
I can tell you it's not underwear. That was what the next word that came to mind was. Okay. Undulate, no.
This is really dirty. I need to clean it.
Inappropriate? Maybe. Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
My relationship with food.
Unbalanced.
There it is.
Is that the word?
My relationship with food might be inappropriate or unaware. No, that's not it. I want to say something.
Should we just start over?
Yeah, probably. It's probably for the best for everyone. Nobody's watching on Ustream, so...
No, we have 9 people.
Who cares?
9 viewers.
It's time for...
Not really. But yeah, so I get excited every time I come, or I'm on my way. I go,
really?
I wonder what I'm going to have for dinner tonight.
Oh.
I'm one of those guys, I'm almost Jewish in nature, in that I like to plan my meals.
I like to go,
what am I going to be eating next?
Mm.
Even while I'm eating a meal, I'm like, oh, what's going to be coming up next? Very excited.
Really? Because I find nothing becomes more important and then unimportant as quickly as food can. Because, you know, when you're hungry, it's like all you can think of. I guess there's a few things. Like being tired is the same thing. But it's annoying. When you're really hungry, it's like you just want to, you're like, oh, I'm just so hungry. And just start thinking about food. And then if you've ever done this, just eaten, and then somebody is like, hey, I'm going to dinner. You want to come or whatever? And you're like, nothing sounds less interesting to me.
It's like that Jim Gaffigan bit where he's like, he goes, if you watch the Food Network when you're full, it's just boring. You're like, look at this guy cooking. But if you're hungry, it's like porn.
Yeah.
Oh, what is she going to do with that butter?
Oh, that looks so good.
Oh, yeah, they'll stir that. Yeah.
Look at all that sugar. Oh, I want chives so bad. But yeah, I've done it to myself a few times where I've double booked a meal. Like I made impromptu plans. Like, oh yeah, let's go get a bite to eat and hanging out with friends. And then someone texts me like, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. Like, oh crap, I need to go. And then I'll go to the other because I don't flake on people. I'll show up at the other meal and be like, yeah, I'm just going to have some cheesecake. So good.
You know, I feel like that reminded me of the phrase, which I think is the reason why terrorists hate us, is we have the phrase, I could eat. You know what I mean? Like where people go, you know, hey, you want to get, are you hungry? I could eat. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not hungry. I'm not starving. I don't have to eat my pet dog like that lady from Africa did in that movie Babies.
Listen,
by the way, no animals harmed in the making of this film. Didn't belong at the end of those credits.
Jesus,
they clearly implied that dog was eaten by the people. Come on, you don't remember that documentary Babies where they're sitting there? There's a dog that's hobbling around, and then 3 scenes later, the dog's gone and they're eating.
No.
Yes.
We did not catch that.
Oh,
I'm a little nauseous. I got to tell you, the room is spinning green right now.
I did. I was like, how awesome is that? How awesome is that? Yeah, I want you people to try thinking about that the next time you're like, oh, I can't, my PSN network shut down. Yeah? Well, at least you're not eating a dog. Unless you enjoy dogs. Unless they're delicious.
This is what I was going to say, because I don't want... I don't want the terrorists to win by saying that that's why they hate us. Because the terrorists aren't the ones that are doing the that were doing these terrible things to us. Were not the ones that were starving. They were not. They were not the one. They are not.
I don't know. They all were skinny.
Metabolism. Oh. I'm just saying there are plenty of reasons to hate the richest nation in the world, but those aren't the reasons why those guys hated the richest nation.
Those
in the world.
Four.
Or that whole sect, that whole group. I'm telling you, Osama bin Laden was not sitting there going...
I like this. I feel like you have an interconnection that we were not aware of until today. Like you have your thumb on the finger of the pulse of the
absolutely. I mean,
Al-Qaeda Taliban.
Here's the thing. After that happened, you know, I was talking to somebody who used to live in this apartment, and I said, well, you know, we're the richest nation in the world. And him, this is my former roommate, if that wasn't clear. not like my wife or a girlfriend.
Someone
or something.
Who used to live in this apartment.
Exactly.
It was a very awkward breakup that Kevin had with his first wife. Yikes.
Weird. Catherine Miller.
Yikes.
he said, when I said, well, we're, you know, as the richest nation in the world, blah, blah, blah. He said, we are not the richest nation in the world. And that guy listened to NPR. He was not an uneducated person, but his perception of the world was that there was still some other country that had more money and then was more influence and affluent.
Martians.
Exactly. I'm like, that just says to me how little we even...
Maybe... He meant rich in the soul. Maybe we're yeah, sure, we have money, but we don't have happiness, bro.
Yeah, no one has happiness. It's not something it's not like an island nation is sitting there going, oh man, this is pretty happy here.
Do you think everybody is that kind of like, I don't know about you, but I've noticed this about me. Like, it's kind of a New Year's resolution that I have to lighten up, like to try to be happy a little bit more.
Content. That's the thing. Like, nothing makes you realize what you got until you go to a third world country.
And have to eat a dog.
It's
bring
true.
It full circle.
Here's the thing. You walk into a place in India, people can eat on a nickel a day. The equivalent of a nickel a day is all they need.
Taco Bell, is that how they do it? With that lunchbox thing they promote to get a Vita?
Yeah, pretty much. Like every 15 minutes, somebody gets a Vita. You know, but it's an American-made plug-in, so they can't charge it. It's really jacked.
That's why the terrorists hate us.
Yeah, exactly. We don't give away PETAs. PETAs? That's a PS Vita.
With buttons.
Am I the first to say that? Because that seems really obvious.
Right.
I'm now going to take my PETA.
And etch out that V?
No, I'm going to take my PS Vita and put a PETA pocket around it.
That'll be the case.
That's great. It was great.
Oh, we need to get on that. Make cases that look like PETA pockets.
That's a great idea. I want to also take a picture of how you can play Angry Birds on your PS Vita. I've been meaning to take that picture for a few days now.
Did you buy Angry Birds on your
PS Vita? No, you can't. But there's a special... I'll put it up on Facebook tomorrow. So when this is out, look online, look on the Facebook to see how you can play Angry Birds on your PS Vita.
I feel like I'm going to be the victim of a bit.
No, I'll show you because here's my PS Vita.
Uh-huh.
So he gets it because he can see it.
Yeah.
This visual bit brought to you by PlayStation Vita.
Go to
and those fantastic Swedes who made Angry Birds.
Were they Swedish?
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's Nokia.
Probably Denmark. I don't know. They're all the same.
What was the oh my and the other thing I want to invent is the iPod shortbread cookie. I'm angry that I'm talking about this on air right now, but I realized it was like I could do a cookie. That's the shape of this, cut it out, bake them, and then decorate them to look like iPods.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to do this at church for my volunteers and be like, everybody today is getting a free iPod.
Cookie.
What? Or an iPhone. What? Cookie. And it'd be like a little sugar cookie. I think it would be pretty funny. eat a cookie.
I would love it.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
I
should have done it. I shouldn't have told everybody. But what I need
I
to do
I would do
is
nothing
get...
but bits about while I'm eating it and going... I have to wait 2 years before I can upgrade this. This is the longest I have to wait to eat a cookie ever.
I wish, I know Joy the Baker, who is a big podcast and blogger, but probably not a known name in most of our listeners' world.
Yeah.
Because she is a baker, and you're probably not also baking some delicious foods. But I should add, if we ever do a crossover show with her, I'll bake her the...
Why not make her do it? She's the one who has the know-how.
She would make some ridiculous.
I want to do one of those Today Show type segments, only audio only. Which
call her. I'll get her on the phone. Like, hey, Joy. Like, I know I'm totally abusing our friendship right now, but I have a podcast. Let's talk.
Who doesn't want to be on a podcast? It doesn't.
She
cost
has her own show.
Her own podcast?
Yeah, she has her own podcast.
But so what?
Everybody's podcast. Do you know there's another podcast recording?
I know.
Right,
that's
next
what I was thinking about that when we were having that conversation, that exact same thing. I'm like,
literally.
There is 20 feet away a podcast going on.
10,000 times more successful than this one. But I'm not
He may appear on really the show good. Later. Nah, you know.
I bet you his fans don't love us as much as ours do.
That's probably.
There's a lot of love.
Don't love us. His fans don't love us. Probably not.
Ooh, solid. Yeah, but still.
Best piece of logic. We have so much to talk about, and we're doing our witty banter. I think the first episode of these 3 30-minute block episodes is always just us riffing.
I feel like it's a good thing where we just start. I feel like we start every show with that.
Yeah.
Unless we've
But the first one
something.
Always goes
oh,
longer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we haven't talked for a few days.
I need to talk about my PS Vita. Yeah. I can do that easily for 20 minutes.
I will let you.
Thank you, and God bless you. So I waited in line. On Ash Wednesday at midnight to get my PS Vita.
With ash on your forehead?
No, we didn't have ash administered for another 12 hours.
Caramel
but
sauce?
I would have.
Oh.
Caramel sauce.
I don't know what you use as a backup. I don't know.
What are the ashes? Take a guess what the ashes are of.
The ashes are of?
Yeah, like what they ashes make? Of that get made into the cross on your forehead on Ash Wednesday?
I'm going to go with... Oh, that's a great question.
Right?
Because I feel like it's not ash.
It is ashes of something.
Oh, what gets burnt?
They are
American
ashes.
American flag.
Very close. Very close. Brazil.
There was a secret distaste for just some random country.
Just Brazil.
That is, we do carnival. What is your deal, man?
Rio. Terrible.
That's a Portuguese accent for those of you paying attention. No. We do carnival. What's the deal? Cheech Marin as a... We were born in East LA. What's the deal?
Palms. They use the palm branches from the year before.
Not human palms. I was like, oh my God.
They take a hand. They burn it for
it's all the hands those terrorists cut off for stealing bread.
Palm Sunday is the Sunday before Easter Sunday. So it's ahead of us in the calendar. But Ash Wednesday is 40 days before Easter. So this Palm Sunday in the Catholic churches, you would take your palms, keep them, burn them, store their ashes for 10 and a half months, and then use them the following year. That's where your ashes come
from. Oh, so it's like day old bread.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Except for at our church, we just went to Cokesbury, a religious supply store, and bought a bottle of palm ashes.
It's like Christian Creighton Barrel.
Exactly. They're all designer. They have glitter in them.
Yeah, do you guys have those tasteless cookies that taste like the body of Christ?
Ah, yes. Here. Did you want it? I hate it when I'm not funny fast. Eucharist. There's a word in the Catholics use that the moment the bread touches the mouth of the person, it actually becomes transubstantiation.
Transubstantiation.com. Religion in disguise.
Moving on. So I was there at Wednesday
Form of
morning.
Christ.
I went to GameStop and they
Christians,
sent an email.
Roll out.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
The coffee's kicking in a lot.
Last week we recorded our Oscar episode, which was on Oscar Sunday. Yeah. So after that, I went home and then went to GameStop at like 11:40. Even though they said show up at 11, I expected there'd be a line. There was no one there. I walked right up to the counter. There's like maybe 8 guys who clearly read the email. Showed up at 11 and were bored out of their minds waiting at GameStop. Where
nobody had a PSP?
No.
Like, I thought that's would be
funny.
That would be your backup.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Sit like, there and be like, nah, bro, I got this. It's great.
I was just thinking that you, like,
yeah.
I imagine that you're playing your PSP right up until it's time to
time
where it's obsolete.
It well, that would have been, because I had to, no, yeah, I should have done that. Well, I got there and just waited like 10 minutes or so. I just sort of walked around, and then somebody came and like, the line is forming. I'm like, okay.
You must go now.
It was like, it's literally 8 people deep. So
he has come down from the mountaintop with portable electronics.
And they literally have to wait until 12 o'clock. So people, they're just staring at each other.
Yeah,
like,
they've had them since the night before.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah. They're just sitting in the other room. And then the moment it starts, then they can, as soon as it hits midnight, then they take your little thing. They beep, 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 beep. And we're waiting, and the guy behind me actually goes, it's 12 o'clock already. I was like, all right, bro, you're going to.
I've done this before. What you do is you set your wristwatch 10 minutes in advance.
Ridiculous.
And then you go up to them and say, listen, it's 12 o'clock.
That was back before cell phones.
This was originally created after we failed at the idea of saying, it's 12 o'clock somewhere. You pick that up from my friend's alcoholic mother.
Oh.
Bring it down.
When when I was buying, because I paid for the whole thing before midnight, he sells me on a.
Wait, midnight or 12 o'clock?
Same thing.
Oh, so. No, it's not. There's two of those 12s, just so you know.
Oh, good call.
In the American clock that the terrorists have not taken from us.
I'm talking about midnight.
Oh, wow. So I thought it was noon.
No. You,
okay, that changes everything.
Oh, are you being funny?
No.
I was there.
That's just me being dumb.
No, I was there at 11:40 p.m. Tuesday night.
I'm so angry at myself right now.
Waiting for the midnight release.
Okay,
that's why.
I'm with you.
At noon is when I did the ashes. So
That's where you got confused.
I use a reference that you have no reference for.
The transgenderized.
Transgender substation. The substation of transientians.
Yeah.
So we're waiting there at, you know, 11:45 to get to this thing.
It's 12 o'clock already.
It says right here. Welcome to the 27th.
So it was the 26th. Oh, you're right. No, it was the 22nd.
At 12 o'clock, it becomes the 27th.
We lose 4 whole days? We're running out of time.
Wait, hold on. This is the Oscar Sunday?
No. It was the 22nd.
Oh, my bad.
It was Wednesday, the 22nd.
Got it.
Midnight. So at 11:45, when I walk in, it was the only car in the parking lot at the Westgate Mall, by the way. It was really over here at West Hollywood. It was really weird.
That's why.
Because I thought I was going to get trapped.
West Hollywood. The gays are not big fans.
Everything's shut down in that mall. Like, Target, everything is closed. So I go in and they're like, well, you can get first, they told me so many lies. They said you can get, you can buy for $69, get a extended user warranty for it. So through Sony, it covers things like drops. And then he does a sales pitch, which I was so angry at. I kind of laughed at him. He goes, because last time when we sold the PSPs, a guy walked out of the store and dropped it right then. And I was like,
oh my God.
Well, that guy's an idiot. What I was thinking was, yeah, right, bro. But I bought it anyway.
No, I saw it happen.
I was there.
It was 12:02.
I wanted to stop and be like, okay, seriously, you're going to stand there and tell me that somebody 6 years ago when the PSP came went, oh, frack, yeah, opened that thing and it flew through the air and smashed on the ground. Oh, can I get my money back, bro?
And then I went to my boss and was like, you know, we should charge people for a protection plan.
Exactly. This is your idea.
If you really do the math, this one idiot is the only one who's ever done this in the history of time. Yeah. That's a lot of money we can make.
Right there. And I was like, unless you're talking about the Jags who bought the iPad the day it came out and walked outside and hit it with a baseball bat, because I've seen that YouTube video as well. But that's not what you're referring to. But he sold me on it. I was like, you know, it's a solid idea. It is a portable thing. I have insurance on my phone. If I drop it, yeah, I'll get the thing. He said, well, and then he says the other lie.
You know what I would have done? I would have gone outside, thrown it in the air, and go, I need another one. You were right.
Now. I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God. You got to get that door fixed. There is a poltergeist.
You are cursed. And then just smash everybody's head out of their hands as they walk by. Not for you!
Hope you paid $70.
Should have gotten that thing, because they'll hand you a new one. That's the thing they say. We'll just give you a new one. Why do I need a new one when I have this one? So I buy it anyway. And he said that you have to buy it. It has to be at the point of purchase. Now, if you own a PS Vita, you know that that's a blatant lie. I can go on the PSN store right now and it says buy a 70-day warranty.
What he's really saying is that in order for them to get credit for it, you have
ding,
to buy it.
Ding. So whatever, I bought it. I'm happy that I got it.
Because whoever gets more of those, the most of those extended warranties wins a free PS Vita.
Later, I thought, you know what's funny is that they kept talking about drops. They never mentioned anything about water damage. And what's more likely to happen to my PS Vita than dropping it? Because I'm not 6 years old.
You're going to pee on it.
Get some pee on it.
So many times you get drunk.
I'm like, I gotta win at Water World. How do you do it? So I called PlayStation the next day and was like, hey, I bought the coverage. Want to know do you cover water damage? Literally, she goes, no.
That's an extra $70.
That's what I said. Do you offer a water coverage or a water damage? No, we don't.
Because here's the thing. Nobody's ever walked out of the store and dropped it in a waterfall.
Well, we should. Oh, I hate you.
We're very reactive.
Well, the reason
and not
is.
Not proactive. I don't know if you remember when the network went down.
But this sucks.
We did not see that coming.
The truth is, though, is that because if you get water in it, they can't refurbish it, right? Because it kills
they
most
can't resell it.
But if you crack it, they can change
it. Put
a
new screen and sell it for $20 less.
I get one cracked screen in the lifetime of me owning it. So but I can lose buttons and all that stuff, and they'll fix that. That's under the warranty. But in the 2 years, they'll replace the screen once. So I decided that if I do get water damage on it, I'm just going to take it outside and smash it on the ground because it's broken anyway.
Right.
And be like, no, I'm sorry, I dropped it off a roof because I'm an idiot. where's my new PSP?
Sir, we opened it up and there are wetness indicators inside.
Here's the thing. I dropped it off my roof and then some guy went, no! And then his screaming startled a car that drove into a fire hydrant and then it got wet.
Yeah. And also, you did that. I sent it completely dry.
I shook your hand. It's
I dropped
sweaty
it.
Palms.
I dropped it in a vacuum, moistureless environment. So whatever. I love the thing. The thing is right off the one. The big reason why I bought it was to do remote play. It was the idea of being able to sit anywhere in my house and play Skyrim or Red Dead Redemption. It's like this will be fantastic. I can
because it connects to the PS3.
It can connect to the PS3. So I do all these things. I look at it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm able to connect to the network. But I saw online that most games did not work. In fact, they said no game work except for these two. But I thought, you know what? On the day that it's released, they're going to release a patch. I was hopeful. They didn't. So none of the games. I can control it from here. I could show you, but I couldn't play a game.
But you could also do the controller.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, exactly.
The Bluetooth controller can move anywhere.
Well, exactly. Am I wrong? Yeah, yeah. But okay. The point is, like, I would see the screen on the PS3.
That's what you want, but that's not what happened. Yeah.
No, I can. I can turn on remote play on the PS3 and look on my PS Vita, and instead of it being on the screen, it'll be on my PS Vita.
Okay.
So I'll be able to see the dashboard, you know, scroll through, like, downloads.
Oh, but not the game itself.
But I cannot launch any game. No game will play.
Movie.
It'll say, or movie or game. It'll say
Netflix
content.
Even.
Not even Netflix. It says content cannot be played. All you can do is look at your pictures and music.
So you paid $400?
Yeah, about that.
To be able to send messages in an even more inconvenient way.
Over
PSN.
A network. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm okay with that because I went online, they looked at a bunch of stuff, and they have plans to make it all room of play. It's a launch, and eventually it'll happen. I was like, okay, solid. They also sold me on the, I got the 3G model, and it comes with, for $55 value, which is, you know, more than the cost of the actual upgrade to the 3G model, you get an 8 GB card, something else, and then a free game with an AT&T data thing, data pass. And I was like, well, that's it. I'm going to get Uncharted.
Yeah.
I want the big one. Like, I'm going to download that.
You're
going to
go Moby Dick.
Exactly. So I wait, and then I go on, and I actually look through the box. I couldn't find the code for the thing, so I call GameStop, and I said, hey, I'm looking for my code to get my free game. And if you own a PS Vita, you're already laughing. And they go, oh, yeah, my boyfriend, the girl goes, yeah, my boyfriend was having that same problem. It's a card about this big, and it says it on there.
This is still the girl that works at PlayStation?
No, this is now over at GameStop. I go, oh, okay, I'll look for that. I look through. I find the card. It says, get your free game when you subscribe to AT&T for 1 month. It's like, you son. All right. All right, fine. $15, and then I'm going to get Uncharted. Oh, you have to wait 30 days before you can download your game. All right, delay gratification. I'll check it out. I'll play a bunch of demos. I'll see how that goes. And I thought, you know, I have some Best Buy
dollars. Because you didn't buy any other games.
Yeah, I don't have a game. I don't have a damn game on this whole thing. I thought I was getting a free game by buying this thing.
Yeah.
You remember when consoles used to be like that? When you bought a Nintendo, it came with Zelda or it came with Mario, Duck Hunt, and Power Pad, all in the same thing. Heaven forbid a console comes with a game anymore. You have to drop more money than it would be. Sorry to get all Adam Carolla on you, but
no, it's great.
It drove
I like
me crazy.
It.
So I'm like, you know what?
Because like it used to come with a game that was fun, too.
Yeah.
Like, let's not forget that dip. It used to be like, oh, my God, this is an incredible game. This is exactly what I wanted.
This is it. I got Super Mario Brothers.
Yes. And now it's not a flagship game ever.
No.
Now it's not a game at all. But then there's also, you could get bundles and pay more money.
Later, now you can get bundles after in a year, the PS Vita will come with Uncharted and they have the Uncharted pack and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Because Uncharted is now a greatest hit and nobody's playing it anymore, you know. But then for a while, it would be whatever stupid license game. And then for a while they were doing the Lego games, but the Lego games were at least decent, and then they probably took those away.
Yeah. Well, now, like, when I bought a GameCube and an Xbox on the same day at the same time because I was awesome 10 years ago, and I walked in the store and I said I would like an Xbox. They were brand new, and I said, you don't have any GameCubes? He's like, yeah, we have a couple in the back. You want one, two? It was like, great. I had to buy not one, not two, but three games to walk out of the store for both consoles.
Wow.
And two of them for the Xbox had to be from the the Xbox library of games, from the Microsoft library of games, and they were terrible.
Oh, yeah, horrible.
Terrible games.
Horrible.
But it was only, they made you do it so that you couldn't walk out the door with an awesome console. They just gouge you. Yeah. My wife could hear me. She'd be being like, why are you, I thought you loved this thing. All I've been doing is defending
the
this.
PS Vita?
I'm so mad at the PS Vita for gouging me. So I like, you know what? It's going to be okay. I can sit 30 days. I'll download some demos. Maybe I'll get another game somewhere else. I'll wait, and then I will get Uncharted. It's a $50 game in stores.
Which you're going to get for $15.
I mean, for $15, I win. Then I look, and it says your free game will be a game called Astro Blasters or something. Guess how much it is? $15. And I almost bought it because it was so cheap. I don't get to choose any. Not anywhere in GameStop is that.
That is unbelievably
not cool. It doesn't
say,
you know, game will be chosen. And I swear to you, and somebody please tell me I'm wrong on the Facebook page, that it never said that they would tell me what game until after I had purchased the thing. Here she comes. It probably said it, and my wife this just popped in and said, that's false advertising. Yeah. Well, it gets me into to learning how to. I can't believe you're listening this whole time.
This Cat Miller. This is Cat Miller like wheelhouse right here. This is her version of, you know how they send those reporters out to like go. Have you been ripped off on eggs? We call Cat Miller, and she's not going to let it happen again. And then she's like knocking on some farmer's door and go, do you call these eggs? You really think these are extra large? Because my friend paid $3 for these extra large legs, and we measured them. Yeah. We had them measured by an egg scientist. These are 2-inch eggs at best.
Here's your $5 back.
Still.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job, honey. Stop listening to the show. Okay, you're not returning my PSV. Okay. So whatever, I take it in lumps.
Your wife is awesome.
She's amazing.
She's like a French bulldog. Now, here, let me explain. Hear me out.
Please, now you're getting all Adam Carolla.
Hear me out, all right?
Yeah, love is like a tomato in a blender. Go.
Isn't that, she's a cute dog, she's beautiful, right? But she's also ferocious.
Oh,
she's
got
that bulldog aspect to her that like, you know, she can win best in show, easy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because of that cute, the charm she brings to the table. But then she's got a ferocity that people often misunderstand.
This is like a Sly Cooper character.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody Sly would hang out with.
And she's also closeted homosexual. Is that inappropriate to say? Much like...
Probably. So that was hard to take. I walked away from that one pretty miffed. But here comes level two. So I decide I've got some...
Why have we never used that before?
Now on.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
Second funniest podcast, level two. So
next time, whenever we change topics, level three.
Level two, level three. So I had some old Best Buy...
When we close, it's the boss.
And then credits. Oh, I just played this game to get credits?
There's no way to skip it. No way to skip it.
Turn it off. Oh, start it over. Boo. So,
I have a gold gun to replay the game I just saw.
Replay value on this sucks.
Unless you really like gold guns. Unless you're Uday Hussein.
I think the show has gone to level two because by now, if you don't like games, you have no idea what we're talking about. We are now completely on the rails. I decide, you know, I'm going to take some old Best Buy gift cards that I have, and I'm going to go get a game at Best Buy. I figured that would be good. I'll get Wipeout because I still thought that I was going to get Uncharted.
Wipeout the video game or the race one?
The race one that looks like F-Zero.
Did I say Wipeout the video game?
You did.
I'm an idiot.
But there is Wipeout for the Kinect.
Right.
And so it would say, because when you do a search for Wipeout.
I meant to say the game show, though.
Yeah.
Did you get Wipeout the video game for the
Vita? Yeah. It was great. I also got peanut butter the video game.
Oh, gosh. Chocolate milk. That's good with some apples.
It was incredible. I'm just looking at my screen. I hope everything's okay. I have no idea if anybody's listening to us live anymore. There's 10
people.
All right,
we still got the recording.
Yeah, this is cool.
Are they telling us?
I don't know. I just realized the pop-out chat was closed. But who cares?
All
so I go there and I go. I walk in the door and I get the last copy of Wipeout 2048.
Uh-huh.
And the title is actually capital W I lowercase I P uppercase E, lowercase out. So it's like whip E out. I don't know why. Probably for the same reasons as the show. But if you do Google wipe out, it's spelled with a capital E in the middle of the word. I don't know why. But then 2048. I get the last copy of it.
Is E for everyone?
Maybe. Oh, it's two angry stories with this. So I walk up to, I go to check out. The guy goes, it's Best Buy. Like, are you a Best Buy membership? Blah, blah, blah. But he's like, would you like to get insurance on this game? And I shake my head no. And he keeps going, even though I'm shaking my head no, politely, just like no, not interested. And he keeps going, whatever the rate, it's like $20, and if the game gets scratched or whatever, we'll replace the game for a whole new copy of the game. And I'm still shaking my head the whole time. He just keeps explaining this thing about why it's a great bargain, despite the fact that I'm shaking my head. And he goes, and he ends it with, because he can tell I'm not interested, he ends it with, it's actually a really great deal. And I could not contain myself, and I actually said, or it's a sham. To which his response was, it's not a sham. To which all I could say was, sure.
So you're going to take it?
Yeah, exactly. And I was so mad. I mean, we were both like clearly upset. And then he's like, what's wrong?
We're done.
Oh, at 30 minutes. Yeah.
Anyway, finish. I'm sorry.
We got the clock here. Oh, it's exactly 30 minutes. So
I forgot. I was so enthralled. And I swear. I know it sounds like a mock, and I'm not. Because I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. What happens next?
So his whole point was that if it gets scratched, they'll replace this game for me. Again, you'll give you a whole new game. And I was so mad that I couldn't jog together my defense quick enough. I'm like, I have been playing games on consoles since I was 7 years old on an Atari with cartridges that if you drop them funny, they would stop playing, and have never ruined a cartridge to the point where I could not play it ever. What am I going to do with my PS Vita where the SD card is so locked in here that if I were to I would have to pull it out and scrape it on a rock and say, oh, I don't know what I did. I have to get a whole new one. You and then they say it like, we'll give you a whole new one. Why do I want a whole new one? I have this one. Why am I giving you $20 so that later you can give me another one? So then,
because here's why. Like, I'm not kidding. Last year, a guy walked out the door. Rocks fell all over him, and he scraped up his PS Vita game.
And here's the other thing.
Now, I know your first thought is, wait a minute, they weren't out last year. And here's what I have to say to that. We don't have another store.
Yeah, but still. So level three, what I want to do from now on is I'm going to buy something, then I'm going to walk over to customer service, and I want to open it up in front of them and say, you're going to watch me, because if this thing comes out broken or scratched or doesn't play in my Vita the moment it plays, I want you to replace it, because I'm not going to walk it out of the store and then come back and you'd be like, you should have bought the warranty. From now on, I'm doing that at Best Buy.
Let's not forget the fact that they... Okay, now I'm going to get a... We got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Who is this working for? Like, we...
That's the thing that makes
me... This is your turn. I'm sorry. I don't even know why I'm trying.
This poor guy, like, I feel for him because I'm like, he's been told. He swallowed the Kool-Aid. He's trying to make a sale. He's trying to do his job. Right. And I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at the other blue-collar worker sitting behind the counter. And what I want to do is write the a-holes at Best Buy executive level that are like, you know what we need to do? Gut Americans for their money by selling them fear that we're going to replace their shit that they don't need to be buying in the first place with these empty promises that they won't keep because it'll expire before you need it.
Yes.
I guarantee that if I had bought that in 5 years from now, I'd be like, you know what? This thing stopped working. Oh, sorry, sir. It was only a 4-year warranty.
Because what they've done is they've tapped into the brain of some guy who spends half of his paycheck on video games to use his genius mathematic brain to figure out what exactly is the percentages and the chances of these certain things happening. Which is, they're not there to help you, which is why when you say, well, what about water damage? Oh, yeah, we don't do that because we would never make any
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
Because then people would be like, that just makes it waterproof. Right. When you say, you give me $60, I will replace it if it gets wet. Guess what? For $60 more, my Vita becomes waterproof,
exactly.
bitch.
Exactly.
Guess who's going scuba diving with their Vita because it's going to be the coolest 2.5 minutes I've ever played. I don't even care if it's Asteroid Blaster.
For those of you in the pop-up room, this is in the chat room. This is not nerd rage. This is consumer rage. Yes. You think I'm being? This is not. No. I'm not mad at creators of media. I'm not angry because things didn't go the way I wanted to go. I'm mad at the consumer industry.
Nate Fox does not sit down at a table and go, you know what's going to be a great idea? Yeah. Extended warranty.
Exactly.
Nate, you build levels. What are you talking about? Listen, hear me out.
Level 3. Last point of the Wipeout story is that
boss.
Then
the
here comes the boss. So I'm sitting here. Oh, I'm so mad at myself. This one I'm mad at myself. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, I've seen it where the Wipeout game, you can press pause on the game and press play on the PlayStation. So it'll transfer the game from here to there. It's like one of the biggest selling points. I'm looking and I'm like, how do I do this option? There are two options right in the game menu that are grayed out that are online gameplay. And I was like, oh, that must be it. I saw that option within the PlayStation store. There must be a $10 upgrade that I have to do. I'm so mad at myself. If you have a PS Vita, you already know what I did. I bought the $10 upgrade and it activated all these things. And then I go, oh my gosh, that's so that they can prevent people from reselling the game. The online portion of it is a download. And I guarantee, and I knew it, if I go and look in the box, there's my pass for online play. So I blew $10 because I was too stupid to realize, oh, and the best part, it doesn't do the pass between the three. It only allows me to play online play against other people. It doesn't even do the transfer of the PS3. The whole reason why I wanted the PS Vita was to control and interact with my PS3. And even spending additional, I was so desperate for it to do it that I blew $10. I call PlayStation. They put in a request, and in 7 to 10 days, they'll tell me if I get my money back.
Oh, that wasn't the boss I wanted.
That's my.
These are going to be some
bad.
Depressing credits.
That's my bad. It turns out Samus is a chick.
Well,
that's my bad. I should have known better. That one's on me. That's our show.
Well, there you go. That was not nerd rage. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
Hold on. I hit something wrong. There we go. Wow, I feel so bad for you, buddy.
Well, I'll talk about how great the PS Vita is next week. Or
later
in the
week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so frustrated for you. Anyway, give us a call, 408-228-4911. Even though I know we don't get to voicemails very often because we talk a lot. I'll get to it later. Send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Even though we're too late, happy birthday, Caleb Fish. I saw that in the email, so happy birthday to you. I know we're a week and a half from your birthday. And we apologize.
It's coming again. It's coming back around.
Yeah, next year. Next year, we're early for it, like ashes on Wednesday. These are our palms to you. Happy birthday. What else? Go to Second Funny's podcast. Keep telling everybody about the show. If you're listening on Stitcher, I got this great email that there's a way that you could share with people what you're listening on Stitcher through Facebook. There's also a link under each episode that you can send to your friends on Facebook, and it'll link right to it. So, you know, spread the word. Help us a bunch, and we love you for it. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye. Hey, everybody. Thank you again for still listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. One of the things I forgot to mention in these shows is that I am in the Clorox Last Comic City competition that I mentioned a month and a half ago. The voting was going to start.
I believe in you.
Here's what I need. I need your help. I need you to go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. I need you to click on the link that says Help Justin Win Last Comic City. There's $10,000 on the line. Plus, I mean, we all know... I'm hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm hilarious. And I just need you to know that I need you to go there. I need you to tell your friends. I don't know if you have to register. I don't know anything yet because technically the voting hasn't started yet. The ladies' competition has started, but that's already been lost. You know what I mean? That's not true. So, again, please go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link that says Help Justin Win Last Comic Sitting. And that should take you right to the page where you can vote.
This
I need you.
This song was from Short Circuit 2. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yes. It was awesome. He built himself and then he controlled a crane and it picked him up and his battery was depleting. He was dying. Justin needs your help or Short Circuit will cease to live. Right. And he's the only living AI on Earth in 1988.
And if you haven't seen that movie, stop listening to this podcast and don't vote for me.
That last part wasn't true.
Okay, bye.
Again.